This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Another week goes by. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Recently, we had quite a bit of violence in the birthplace of the free speech movement. Now, the birthplace of the free speech movement has become the graveyard of the free speech movement. Because there, hundreds of leftists rioted at the University of California, Berkeley, Wednesday night, burning stores and throwing Molotov cocktails and clashing with police. They were upset because Milo Yiannopoulos was in town. Milo is the gay conservative Breitbart editor, and nobody likes him if they're on the left. Visiting assistant art professor Samara Halperin told the Daily Californian, "I'm outraged that Milo has been given a platform at UC Berkeley, and there should be no place for him here. He should be scared that people aren't going to stand for this." Ironically, Milo was there to deliver remarks concerning free speech. He wrote on Facebook, "One thing we know for sure, the left is absolutely terrified of free speech and will do literally anything to shut it down." The British conservative journalist called the violence a horrible spectacle and very humiliating for American higher education. The crowd threw fireworks at police officers and smashed windows of the Martin Luther King Jr. Student Union. They damaged buildings in downtown Berkeley, including another Starbucks and a number of banks. Then the bloodthirsty mob targeted several supporters of President Trump. One young lady wearing a Make America Great Again hat was attacked during a television interview. An unknown man sprayed some sort of liquid in her face. The Daily California reports another Trump supporter was grabbed by a crowd of agitators and thrown to the ground. He escaped, but they grabbed his red hat and set it on fire. And police had to rescue another man who was bloodied and beaten. I'm about to say something about all of this in just a second. They released a statement blaming the violence on outsiders who they allege came to the campus to cause mayhem. They also affirmed Milo's right to speak on the leftist campus. Chancellor Nicholas Dirks made it clear that while Yiannopoulos' views and tactics and rhetoric are profoundly contrary to those of the campus, UC Berkeley is bound by the Constitution, the law, and the university's values and principles of community, which include the enabling of free expression across the full spectrum of opinion and perspective. And those are really nice words, and they are meaningless unless you have some means to defend them or enforce them. According to the university, not a single person was arrested, not one. Now, did someone order the police officers to stand down? That's something to find out. So here's what needs to happen. This is what I would like to see happen anyway. Trump should immediately issue an executive order blocking Berkeley students from receiving any federal funding. And the same goes for any other public universities that want to silence conservative voices. Universities must guarantee free speech for all students, conservative and liberal. And it's time for the federal government to eradicate this un-American infestation of higher education. So shut down Berkeley. Milo told Tucker Carlson tonight, no one's safety is at risk from different opinions. No one's physical safety is endangered by political ideas from a speaker on campus. But universities have sort of allowed this stuff to happen and even in some cases encouraged it. The irony here is that it was the left that silenced a gay immigrant and vandalized a building named after a civil rights legend. I didn't know there was that many homophobic, racist, xenophobes in Berkeley. I'm going to tell you something that's going to be unfortunate when it does happen. Sooner or later, a different type of person is going to go to some of these protests, and if the left, the leftist agitators, as they're called, if they try to grab one of these guys up and hurt him for his political beliefs, there's going to be some bloodshed. There's going to be some bloodshed. It's going to be horrific for the leftist protesters on the ground because they do not understand. And I keep coming back to this. They don't. They are so quick to go to violence, and yet they have no comprehension of what it is. Violence is something that should be your last resort. Violence is when you have exhausted all means. Violence is not a default position to go to if somebody doesn't share your same point of view. And if that is your trigger, then sooner or later you're going to grab something you're not going to be able to let go of fast enough. Sooner or later, they're going to be marching on some place. And you know what? I would... I'm going to go ahead and say it. I wish they would do that nonsense here or somewhere where I know people like me are. There's more to organizing than just sending out something on Facebook. I mean, we could organize. We could organize. And the only problem is when you start organizing with a military train of thought, you start covering contingencies. And we'll see. It, you know, if police are standing down and allowing this kind of violence to happen, believe me, something will fill that vacuum. Something bad will fill that vacuum. It's not going to be as one-sided as it is so far. At some point, something's going to snap like the proverbial rubber band, and then things, bad things, are going to happen to the leftists. And if that's the way they're going to roll, then they should roll that way. I want to take this moment. I'm going to try to have the spot written. I'm going. I want to welcome new sponsor, Hive Technologies. Their base plate is what adorns the magazines of my Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. Aircraft-grade aluminum. What Hive Technologies specializes in is they're going to take your weapon and they're going to improve it with each little part a certain percentage. And these are things meant to augment your gun to make it a self-defense weapon, a better self-defense weapon. For me, right, these base plates, where my threshold for allowing something to be my carry gun is capacity. So this satisfies that. That takes me to 10 rounds. So there's an 11-round gun that is exactly that thick. That's a great thing. Hive Technologies, you've got a good gun. They're going to help you make it better. You'll be hearing more from them as we go along. When we get back, we hear from the mayor of Berkeley. This is Lock and Load. largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you have defended yourself. Get the grammar right there. Give me just a second. Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now then, 1968. Wait. We're in the wrong spot. Goodness gracious, let's get back on my point. Never do it that way. Coming from the mayor of Berkeley. His name is Jason Aragwin. And he made a fool of himself on Twitter, both in and in the run-up to and the aftermath of the riots that denied First Amendment rights to Milo Yiannopoulos and the many students who bought tickets to a sold-out speaking engagement at the University of California. And this rookie mayor, now in the national spotlight, bears some responsibility for signaling the rioters that their attack is understandable because, as he put it in a tweet just a couple of hours before the event was scheduled to begin, hate speech isn't welcome in our community. That was sort of irresponsible. How does speech, his exact tweet, was using speech to silence marginalized communities and promote bigotry is unacceptable. Hate speech isn't welcome in our community. How does speech silence a marginalized community? Milo or anyone else that expresses ideas the mayor doesn't like is not silencing people. But by maintaining that, allowing him to speak with silence groups that the mayor likes, he provides some justification for those who would and did silence Milo. Because after all, in the mayor's telling of it, Milo was striking first by silencing marginalized communities, so retaliatory silencing is only fair play. Then, as the riots predictably happened, the mayor probably had one of those, oh, or let's just call it an oops moment, can we? He went to Twitter again, which was sort of like closing the stable gate after the horses have run out. Violence and destruction is not the answer. And Twitter exploded with some well-justified mockery of the mayor. Twitchy has collected a number of gems, but this here's one that documents the mayor's consistent fanboy attitude towards protesters and hostility towards police. Coming from Razor, at Jesse Aragwin, you demonized police and were cool with protesters engaging in criminal behavior. And then we, you know, look at a bunch. But he wasn't done making that fourth point of contact out of himself. He went on to throw the Berkeley Police Department under the bus. Police strategy was ordered by the department, not me. They did an excellent job in preventing further risk to safety. I would hate to be a police officer in one of the most politically correct cities in the world, but the officers on the line were guided by a policy of the department. And there was ample time for the mayor to review the threat posed by the enemies of free speech and discuss the use of force by the cops. The last time the BPD used tear gas on rioters in downtown Berkeley, they came in for criticism from then-mayor Tom Bates, a man who used to vacation in East Germany before the wall came down. His successor, Mayor Aragwin, is widely considered to be well to his left, and in fact is widely believed that the endorsement of Bernie Sanders was a key to his election victory. Now, this is what we have to understand looking at this. The Berkeley and University cops and whatever other law enforcement might have been present allowed over 100 masked demonstrators carrying weapons dressed in all black uniforms to march through the streets of Berkeley onto the campus. That violated multiple laws and went unopposed. That was the moment to act, and for reasons that ought to be investigated. Hello, AG2B Sessions. Nothing was done to stop this imminent threat. And that is a scandal. But unfortunately, Mayor Aragwin still was not done beclowning himself. He issued an official statement via Twitter that called Milo Yiannopoulos a white nationalist. Milo Yiannopoulos is hated by the white nationalists. Nobody on the white nationalist side likes him. Another person came back at him. You are attacking a LGBT Jewish immigrant with a black boyfriend and calling him a white nationalist. He came back, I consider much of what Mr. Yiannopoulos says to be hateful, but I regret and apologize for the white national label. Then he called him an alt-rightist, another trigger word for violence of the fascist alt-left. And now he gets to face the consequences of signaling that Berkeley is not a safe place to invest money in downtown real estate. That's what this comes down to. That's the unintended consequence. And for the people of Berkeley, just the, you know, just the regular run-of-the-mill people that run Starbucks and run various things throughout the town, the gas stations and the banks and all this other stuff, we have a shame here because there's been a huge building boom as people unable to afford San Francisco rents have been going to Berkeley, which has fast BART trains into the city and which is slightly less outrageously unaffordable, though still quite expensive. These new developments have been providing a lot of tax revenue for the city and a lot of new business for downtown restaurants and bars and theaters and merchants. And a lot of people are going to be very unhappy if some of the big new projects in the pipeline get canceled because Berkeley is unsafe. A few more minutes on BART will take commuters to safe spaces for normal people like Lafayette, Arinda, and Walnut Creek. Mayor Aragwin has made himself a virtuoso of politically correct incompetence. If the fake stream were conservative, not leftist, he would be driven from office over his comic ineptitude. And I'm almost certain that he hasn't learned his lesson. Time will certainly tell. But he got out there and he signaled, hey, it's okay to riot. And a rioting they went. And I'm telling you, especially in California. There's 9 million gun owners in California. What do you think's going to happen if one of them gets snatched in front of another one of them? I think there's going to be some bleeding. Some big-time bleeding. Looking at Capitol Hill, one of the members of Congress on the Democratic side has made the public statement that the Democratic Party is in oblivion. That, when we get back,
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, proved once again this yesterday why his party should have elected him to replace Pelosi. Pelosi did not see the need to dramatically change the Democrats' election efforts after their wide-ranging defeat in November, and Ryan took a more pragmatic approach and acknowledged the need to reach out to demographics like blue-collar workers. Unfortunately for the Democrats, although great for us, they decided to stick with the status quo and let Pelosi keep her job. When Fox News' Maria Bartiromo had Ryan on her show on Thursday, she quoted a piece from Breitbart that suggested Pelosi, with her obstinate behavior and refusal to give President Trump's nominees a fair shot, was heading towards oblivion. And Ryan said it was already there. He said, well, I mean, Democrats, not to be too frank, but we are in oblivion as we speak now. I mean, we got completely wiped out in the election, so we're trying to work our way back. In addition to them sticking with failed approaches, Pelosi has recently claimed the sanctuary cities make Americans safer and has condemned Trump administration members as white supremacists. And she's not that great with technology is another thing, but they have spoken and chosen her again to be their mouthpiece. I find it ironic that while she and I, you know, I talked about this last night, while she and Feinstein are out there lecturing about following the Constitution, follow the Constitution, follow the Constitution, they get out there and they look at the sanctuary city, which is a place where they can count on votes. And it's a place where they can count on a lot of votes, which will swing a lot of electoral votes. But in her particular case, I mean, she's basically, you know, a statewide politician. And, you know, all of California is about to become a sanctuary state. So, of course, she likes those things. Of course, she does. In another way of looking at things as we go along, it's in a lot of ways, it's 1968 all over again. 1968 was the first time I became aware of what a presidential election was. And I watched my dad, who wanted Nixon to be elected, and of course I went along with my dad. Violent protesters were filling the streets and lighting fires and vandalizing private and public property, beating people without knowing what side they support. Most likely there was some spontaneity to the protests of the 1960s. College students did not want to be drafted into the military. And once Nixon ended the draft in 1973, the protests stopped. But this time it's different. Protests against Trump and all things conservative and or Republican are organized and paid for. The protesters and vandals recruited and trained by a panoply of radical leftist groups, some of them funded by the odious George Soros. He funded the many groups that recruited the marchers for the Women's March that took place the day after Trump's inauguration as well. What was the purpose of that march? We don't know. It was never articulated why they had that march. Many of them were completely unable to articulate why they were there. Trump had been president for a day, and they were blaming him for every imaginable and imaginary potential blight upon their womanhood. The woman who headed up the march, Linda Sarsour, is a Muslim Sharia law supporter with a vicious streak. Women who marched were pawns in a very dangerous game. They willingly and unwittingly gave their contact information to a communist group, which all brings us back to these latest random mobs. What happened at UC Berkeley was appalling. This was the home of the free speech movement, 1964-65. There were no longer even a semblance of respect or reverence for free speech there now. Mario Savio's rolling around in his grave. A calculated riot took place to prevent Milo Yiannopoulos. Protests occur everywhere he appears, and his talks are often canceled for the same reason, militant intolerance. These radical leftists are the new fascists. They've gone so far to the left, they've run smack into Mussolini and Hitler and Stalin on the circle of ideologies. Hitler's Nazism was only a hair's width different from Stalin's communism anyway. And along comes Chuck Schumer, the pitiful fool in this grand hysterical play. He thinks that by crying fake tears over a few detained immigrants from nations known to harbor and train terrorists, that's going to reinvigorate the Democratic Party. He has never cried over the thousands of Americans killed in Chicago, or the hundreds of thousands brutally killed in the Middle East, or the 3,000 killed in New York City on 9/11. He never cried there. Like Nancy Pelosi, he is absolutely clueless how Trump won, so he's doubling down on what he knows, denigrate, disparage, and lie. And the more he plays this part, and the more people support Trump and his take-no-prisoner style. So keep it up. Keep it up, Chuck. Along with all the professional protesters, you're guaranteeing Trump's re-election, just as the protesters of the 1960s guaranteed Nixon's victory. That's what they don't get. Now, what happened, see, this is what I want to happen with Trump. I want Trump to succeed. I want him to do what he says he's going to do. And I want him to be elected, re-elected, that is, for that reason. I want him to succeed. However, this is being set up to where he doesn't have to succeed to be reelected. This is being set up to where they can just have him walking in place, which I don't think he wants to do, and I don't think he's going to tolerate. But nonetheless, isn't it about the damn country, politicians? I mean, I know, Schumer, that you think you're about to go 0-8 on the nominations as far as it goes on the cabinet positions, and then you're going to lose when it comes to the Supreme Court, and then you're going to lose the next time when it comes to the Supreme Court. And if you're not really, really careful, come 2018, on 2019, you're going to wake up, and I mean, you're going to be so far in the minority that you don't even need to show up. And then we'll really be practicing in a democracy. That's already that way in the House. That is already that way in the House. I'm stunned. I mean, most of these political types have been doing this a long time. They have an incredible amount of savvy to them that they can suss out what's going on. These guys can't. They can't figure out what's happened. They don't see the way this nation has shifted. They don't understand that the new media that's out there today, this media and other means of new dissemination, have changed the dynamic to where people actually expect politicians to do something. Not to sit there and cry, not to sit there and have meetings or hearings or anything else. We've seen that. We've seen what we don't get for it. It's time to move on. So, poor Chuck. I know he gets upset, and I know the crocodile tears, but the guy never cried in New York City at 9/11. He never cried there. So, fake, Chuck. I cry shenanigans. When we get back, we're going to talk about the guy that brought the machete to the gunfight.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. A French soldier prevented a terrorist attack on the world-famous Louvre Museum in Paris after a knife-wielding man shouted, Allahu Akbar. BMF TV reports the man tried to enter the shopping center at the museum with two briefcases, pulled out two machetes when he was refused entry and attacked the soldier shouting, Allahu Akbar. Another soldier, sort of channeling Indiana Jones, shot him while he was there spinning his machetes. Prime Minister Bernard, and that's a name, Casanueva, said the attack was clearly of a terrorist nature. The attacker was seriously injured from five shots to the legs and stomach. Soldier was injured in the arm during the incident. Police Chief Michael Caddo later revealed the briefcases were empty. The museum, most famous for being the home of Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa portrait, closed and kept 200 visitors on lockdown while the security situation was figured out. France has been on a state of emergency since the November 13th attack in Paris that killed 130 people. Thousands of soldiers patrol popular tourist attractions such as the Louvre to prevent further attacks. Since 2015 in France, a grand total of 230 people have been killed in terror attacks. France has not taken none of that stuff. And you know what? There are a lot of people that would get out there and say, Bill, we never need to have armed soldiers patrolling the streets. But I want to point out to you what the left thinks should happen. The left thinks that, one, we should import every one of these people here that wants to come here, no matter where they're from, no matter why they want to come, no matter where they're coming from. They know we cannot vet them, and yet they want to bring them here anyway. And that's because they will get here, they go on the welfare system, they will vote Democrat. The Middle East has replaced Mexico in a lot of ways on this one. Now, while they're doing that, they want us to not have guns. So I say, you know, at the end of the day, as long as my family stays safe, that's fine. But if they're not going to allow armed patrols to walk the streets, then just count on me doing it. Count on me doing it. I won't get to do it with as many tools to bring to the, you know, to the forefront as a soldier would. And I don't really know that I want to have to carry all of that stuff anyway. But that's all beside the point. The left wants you disarmed, and they want you at the mercy of a bunch of these people. They like crime because that's good. That's good for gun control. Crime is good for gun control, or it has been up to this point. See, that's the thing they're not getting. The tide is about to change. I'm waiting to see what Trump decides to do with Chicago, which I know that Rombo got out there and said, oh, yeah, sure, send the feds in. Okay. We'll see what he's got coming up. Now, in Washington State, home of KBDD, the radio station that carries the show there, Governor Jay Inslee and the state lawmakers are passing or trying to push to pass legislation that would force people to store their guns safely and to fix what some call a loophole in the current law, which makes it easier to get an assault weapon than a handgun. That's how it's reading. And gun control advocates in Inslee met at the Capitol Thursday to call for enhanced background checks when buying or selling assault weapons and to enforce safe gun storage. What is an enhanced background check? Now, see, in the United States, you can go to any gun shop, I think, and buy a long gun, and you're going to be okay. But you can't buy a handgun if you don't live in the state in which you're buying the handgun, which is a stupid law, but it's a law nonetheless. And I think that's what they're talking about. But if they're out there, the other thing about enforcing safe gun storage, now that's really odious. That is really bad. But still, they don't say what it is. Well, we'll find out what this is. So, Democratic Representative Laura Jenkins from Tacoma is the sponsor of House Bill 1387. And said her bill aims to prevent accidental and mass shootings in Washington State. That's a wide spectrum of things to prevent. Under the measure, a person would have to be 21 years old to purchase an assault weapon, would be required to undergo, this is their wording too, all of you that are going to correct me later, don't say assault weapon, I'm reading copy. Purchase an assault weapon would be required to undergo an expanded background check, similar to those required for concealed weapons, and attend an education course and go through the renewal process every year. That's unconstitutional. Jenkins said this topic is personal for her because a drive-by shooter shot her nephew and his friends while walking home from school one day. She said he lived because he was on the other side of the street, but some kids weren't so lucky. Did that shooter use a semi-automatic rifle? She said, we have a lot of data now with mass shootings that assault weapons hurt and kill a lot more people and do it a lot faster. We're trying to make sure these kinds of weapons stay out of the hands of dangerous people. Good luck with that one. At the news conference, Inslee said these bills simply ask Washingtonians to be responsible for their firearms. He said he knows responsible gun owners understand that, but these measures would ensure the entire state be held to the same standard. Okay, Washington State, since I do have you listening right now, let me tell you what these two things are talking about. The enhanced background check on that would be a one of a kind. You guys would be one of a kind in the nation today. Anybody there that owns one of these things knows exactly what they are. They do have a magazine, and they are box magazine fed, and they do function semi-automatically, and they work the same as your regular run-of-the-mill 22 semi-automatic rifle. They're not high-powered. One of the reasons that you're not allowed to shoot deer with them is because they're not high-powered, And for some people, they want a humane way to kill the deer. We want to shoot the deer humanely, whatever that means. So this enhanced thing, this is just a bunch of new hoops that now they're going to set on fire. And it's remarkable, if you listen to their talking points, they never say this happened because of a semi-automatic rifle. They just say, we're going to do this because this happened, even though those two things may be worlds apart. The other thing about safe storage. Now, see, this is what safe storage is. Safe storage is a open invitation into your house, home, apartment, domicile, whatever it is, wherever you store your guns. If they pass that, you're opening up your house to them in perpetuity. Because in order to enforce it, they have to come into your house and see that you have it there. And this is essentially a warrantless search. Right? This is the same thing. What they're doing is they are basically bypassing the Fourth Amendment by doing this. Because if they come into your home to search your safe storage or to verify your safe storage, what if while they're there, one of the guys says, you know, I smell marijuana? Or why are there five flat-screen TVs and boxes over there? That kind of thing. And then before you know, you're being arrested for something else because you're having your safe storage checked and anything in there can be looked at and said, well, this is probable cause once they gain entrance. So this is that's something you should fight at every turn, as is the semi-automatic weapon enhanced background check. That's a load of hogwash. Don't fall for that. You're already finding out that don't you already have extended universal background checks there? And isn't that not working? How are you going to enforce more unenforceable gun control? The safe storage thing is very bad, though. Don't let that pass. Hour number two is inbound. When we get back, more on the left, the loony left. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.